It's hard to find a quiet spot in the paved lot next to Caldwell UNC Healthcare in Lenoir. Dozens of people are busy trying to meet a deadline. A man in a blue surgical mask saws 2x4s. A woman wheels 2 computer carts wrapped in plastic. In the middle of all of this action stand 11 white plastic tents.
So you can see they're just setting up this ward still and putting all of the equipment in place, but we can pop in here.
Melissa Strickland pulls open the flap on one of the tents and steps inside this COVID-19 field hospital. She's with Samaritan's Purse, an international disaster relief organization based in Boone that's in charge of this hospital.
We'll have a station here. This is where the doctor and nurse will have their table and their paperwork and all of that kind of stuff that you would normally see. And then we have the individual beds will go in these partitioned areas.
Hanging blue tarps divide the tent into about 8 sections, or hospital rooms. Each will soon have its own hospital bed, heart monitor, and other medical equipment. The facility will have 30 beds total, but no intensive care unit or ventilators, and a crew of 3 doctors, 1 nurse practitioner, 10 nurses, and a paramedic. It'll accept COVID-19 patients from 5 Western North Carolina hospitals. Those are Caldwell UNC Healthcare, Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, Catawba Valley Health System, Carolinas Healthcare System, Blue Ridge, and Frye Regional Medical Center. Regina Randolph is the nurse manager for the field hospital. She says an ambulance will bring each patient to the facility.
Our patients will be more the ones that are relatively stable and have been in the hospital for a period of time, but they're not ready to go home yet. So we are watching them, monitoring them, continuing their treatment, and then hopefully discharging them.
This is the 2nd field hospital Samaritan's Purse has set up in the U.S. Even though the group is based in Boone, it normally deploys to disasters in other parts of the world, like Iraq, Ecuador, or the Democratic Republic of the Congo. In the early days of the pandemic, Samaritan's Purse built a field hospital in New York's Central Park. Melissa Strickland says it was surreal.
To be deploying in the United States was a strange feeling for all of us. And now to be in North Carolina, that's, you know, heightened even more when it's in your backyard and you think, these are our friends, these are our family, these are the people that are, whose kids go to school with our kids. And it does feel really personal.
COVID-19 hospitalizations across North Carolina are surging. Yesterday, 3,781 people were in the hospital, according to state numbers. That's the 4th record high hospitalization number in as many days. Catawba and Caldwell counties, near the new field hospital, are both listed in the red zone in North Carolina's county alert system for COVID-19 trends. In Lenoir, nurse manager Regina Randolph says the hospital expects to start accepting patients today.
But I think that probably what will happen is we will get, you know, 4 or 5 patients the first day. But I think once we get the systems worked out, I think it won't take very long. We will be full.
She says she expects all 30 beds will be full in a week, if not sooner. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.